What's up, guys? Cody here. I hope all you guys are doing really, really well. And today, what I'm going to jump into here is the question, do we live in a simulation? So this question has been asked by top physicists, scientists, and even Elon Musk, because he's probably the one you're most aware of. He believes that we do live in a simulation. He's made that clear multiple times. Now, when people think that we live in a simulation, the believers of that we live in a simulation, they think or they imagine that this simulation is computer code, that we live in some aliens video game. Well, I'm here to tell you that that is not true. So, the Great White Brotherhood have given a message, and they've explained in great detail. I encourage you to go look at thegreatwhitebrotherhood.org, read their books, and it'll give everything in more detail. But I'm going to try to sum it up here so I don't take too much of your time. So, I just said we do not live in a computer game or a video game. That is not true. But we do live in a simulation. That is true. So, that might be hard for a lot of people to believe, but I'm going to try to explain how and why. So, the simulation we live in is not ones and zeros. It's not computer code. The simulation we live in is an analog simulation. It's ran on frequencies, real frequencies, not code to represent frequencies, but real frequencies that exist. So why was this place created? So God wanted to experience a true physical universe. He wanted to see what it was like to actually live in a physical place. So he directed his archangels to create a physical universe. Well, it turns out that it was actually extremely difficult to create a real physical universe. So they basically just gave up. It was just too unstable. After time went on, someone or one of these angels came up with an idea to create a simulated physical universe. So this was sort of a genius idea. It gave God what he wanted, but it also made it possible to do. So they created the simulation that we currently experience all around us, and they made it to make it seem like this is a physical universe. So that's the point. That's why it was created, for God to experience physicality. And it was created as a simulation because creating a real physical universe was almost impossible, if not impossible. So that's why. Now, how is it constructed? So, we live currently, our consciousness is in the plane of imagination. So, there's a frequency band just of imagination. Now, it serves other purposes as well, but it's where imagination lives. There's only one imagination. We all use that one imagination. So, that's where this imaginary world lives. It makes sense, doesn't it? So what this place really is an illusion. What you're seeing out of your eyes is not out there. It is not out there. It is in here. Everything you see is actually happening inside yourself. It's all your imagination. So what you see is sort of like a screen, and you're watching it. And you're in it. You're immersed in it. That's the best way that I can describe it. So what it comes down to is that this world is not real. It's not real in the sense that we think it's real, but it completely feels real because it was designed to feel real. That's sort of the point. So what is real then? What is the true reality? If you could actually see outside of this illusion, what's outside of this illusion? What is outside of heaven? What is outside of the spiritual realms? Because even heaven and the spiritual realms are technically illusion too. So, from the Great White Brotherhood, they explain this. So, if you could see the true reality of everything, there would be nothing, absolutely nothing except you. You're not your body, but just your consciousness. It would be a void of no air, no sound, no other people. It would just be your consciousness. That's it. That's it. Like, it's hard to imagine. So, does that sound very fun or interesting? What can you learn from that? Not much, which is why all of what we know, this earth, heaven, and beyond, exists. It was created from us. We created it because we are all that exists. We created it. We created it because obviously this is better than just being in a vacuum of nothingness. But going back to the point that this is what true reality is just your consciousness is all that exists in nothing. So what does that mean? Well, it means that you are actually God. You are God. Because if you boil it down to what everything is, that is the logical and sort of an epiphany. If you can comprehend it, that is the truth. You are God, and you're watching this video or listening to this podcast, and you're saying, "Well, how am I God? Who are you then?" Well, that's where it gets kind of complicated, because we actually are all the same thing, and it doesn't feel that way. It's very, very difficult to explain. It's something that you feel and you know, and it took me so long to understand that we are all one person. So you are looking at me, or you're listening to my voice right now. But the truth of the matter is you're actually listening or looking at yourself. You are perceiving me in your own mind. And I know that sounds maybe not true and it's hard to understand, but it's an absolute fact. Am I not in your ears right now? Am I not in your eyes, in your mind? I am in your head. So therefore, I am you. I am I'm an aspect of you. And when you see a crowd of people, all of those people are just aspects of yourself. You are the one and only God, but God is so amazing. You are so amazing that you can create all of what you see. And it's extremely, extremely vast, and pretty much it's infinite, because you can never stop creating, because there is no such thing as space. Space is also an illusion. It's a lot to take in. And the what does it mean to know this? So you're saying, okay, well, sure, this is not real. Sure seems real, but let's just entertain the idea that it's not real. What does it mean? Well, to be honest with you, you don't have to do anything with that information except know it. This place was made to feel real, so let it feel real and live your life as if it is real. That's kind of the point of why we're here. But one thing that I have used to my advantage, knowing that none of this is technically real and all is illusion, I've tried to eliminate the negative aspects of my life. Since I'm the one creating this reality, I have the power to create the life or the reality that I want. So fear is the problem with this world. That is Fear is in our collective consciousness. Fear is what runs this world. It's a sad thing, and it's a sad... People are in a sad state because they're always in a state of fear. Turn on the news, it's always fear-based. Everything is fear-based, but I've made... Like I've said before, I'm looking out my window right now, and I see nothing but happiness, birds chirping, and in my reality, I have a nice, happy life. Now, in other people's realities, they may not. Now, I know it is more complicated than that, but I'm just trying to make a point here. When you understand that all of this is illusion, fear itself is an illusion. You don't need to have fear. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Don't worry about your debt. Don't worry about your bad job. Maybe your life is great. Fantastic. Your life is fantastic because you already know this information. So congratulations. But don't worry about anything, guys, because there is no death. None of this life and this experience that we're currently in really matters in the long run. I mean, sure, it matters while you're here and act as if it does matter. But we live essentially forever. So there's no point in worrying about anything. And that's the takeaway that I have used in this knowledge that this is all a simulated illusion. It's not easy because we've been controlled or we've been conditioned our whole life to be in that fear state. So it will take work, but knowing is the path. Knowing is the key to losing fear. Knowledge is the key to not being scared. It's kind of why when people say, face your fears and then you won't be scared anymore, because what happens is you realize that the thing you thought you were scared of actually wasn't scary at all. So what were you originally scared of? You were only scared of your own thoughts. You were only scared of your own idea of fear. So with that knowledge, don't be scared of anything. I mean, unless it's a lion or a tiger running at you, obviously that might be a little, that's a different circumstance there. But don't be scared, guys. Live the life you want to live. It's your reality. You're God. You can do what you want. And I suggest you do good things. Help other people. That would be the world that I want to live in. If all of the people who live in this world help each other, and collectively, we'll have an amazing world and we'll all live happy together. Okay, guys, I'm going to end it there. I'll see you guys, and you'll hear me, in the next podcast. I can't wait to talk to you then. Bye.